we exhort you this morning, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We bless you. We exhort you, for you are the Lord and you are God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are good. You are kind unto us, O Lord, for your compassion, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We exhort you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We bow before you in adoration. Lord, we exhort you for your love over us, for mercy, for provision, for protection, O Lord. Thank you, Father, for the peace that you have given unto us. We thank you. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We exalt your name. You are worthy to be praised forevermore. Lord, we exalt you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 25th of June, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Thank him for his grace. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of the Lord over this day. The Lord go before me and consume any form of evil that is set across my way. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, this day I stand upon the word of the Lord. I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. Any form of evil that is programmed into you is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over my day. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the love of the Lord. I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. In the name of Jesus, every arising, every plan of the enemy is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I release the voice of the Lord over this day. The voice of the Lord speak over my day, speaks blessing, speaks favor over me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, I suspend every activity of darkness over my day. In the name of Jesus, evil pattern is broken over me. In the name of Jesus, this day you deliver unto me blessings. You deliver unto me favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare every demonic traffic is removed across my way. In the name of Jesus, I will not be delayed. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Lord grant me speed and accuracy. In the name of Jesus, the favor of God manifest upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day and I prophesy the blessings of the Lord upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare every evil voice that speaks failure, that speaks defeat over my day, I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I take over my day from the hand of the wicked. The wickedness of the wicked will not come upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare no weapon of the enemy that is set into this day will prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, this day you align with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, as I set out today, I release the fire of the Lord to go before me. In the name of Jesus, I am exempted from all forms of evil. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into error. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I receive angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my protector. He said in his word that there shall no evil befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, oh, every expression of evil in this day, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. You will not manifest. Every demonic expression over my day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I establish the voice of the Lord. I establish the blessings of the Lord over my day. I am blessed of the Lord. No man can change that. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice and pray for these people we have been praying for. Please keep them in your prayers. I want you to lift up your voice and pray for them, that in the name of Jesus, Father, let your mercy speak on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy speak over them. In the name of Jesus, that the hand of the Lord will be upon them. The mercy of the Lord will speak for them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for those that are in the captivity of the wicked, you will deliver them. Your mercy will speak for them in the name of Jesus. Over Nigeria, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in the name of Jesus. Father, you will pull down the throne, the structure of wickedness. Nigeria will not become an habitation of cruelty in the name of Jesus. Father, you will strengthen the hand of men to rise against wickedness in this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Yes, beloved, today is Thursday. The program we have been announcing, our special program that we've been announcing for almost a week now, today is the day, Thursday, 25th of June, 2026. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. Remember, this, the theme is be still and know that I am your God. I want you to be part of this wonderful program. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Remember, the program is going to start by 12 noon at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokudu Junction, Songwelele Road in Ibadan here. I will be expecting you. I would love to see you as we come together to receive strength from the presence of the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Today, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Our anchor scripture has been from the book of Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I want you to read Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. We read that place yesterday. I want you to add it to one of the verses that we are going to read this morning. If the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Let me try and explain what this portion of the scripture is saying. If the iron, the weapon that you are holding, if that iron is blunt and the edges, the cutting edge has been taken away, the cutting edge can no longer cut. So it means that whosoever is using such weapon will exert more strength, will be wasting more time using a weapon that will not be effective. Now the scripture says wisdom is profitable to direct. The place of wisdom is you understanding that this is the time that I have to enter into my season of stillness and go back to the blacksmith for it to be redefined, refined, reshapen, and remodeled so that I will have my cutting edge back. The blacksmith is going to work on the weapon, wet the edge, and sharpen it up for you. Now, I told you yesterday that stillness is positioning yourself for resharpening and reshaping in the presence of God. I said this yesterday as well. This process is not convenient. No, the process is not convenient. It's not something you like, because this is grinding, it's crushing, it's God taking away your selfishness, is God taking away the doubt and the disbelief, evil report of men that are settled on the edges of your weapon, grinding it up, the lumps of doubt, lumps of disbelief that are settled along your mind, being scraped off so that you can enjoy your faith. So it's not going to be a convenient one. It's going to be crushing. It's going to be a time of serious scrubbing, reshaping, refiring up. But it is important for you as a child of God. Let me ask you, of what value is a warrior without a walking weapon? Of what value is a valiant man without a walking weapon? Because that is what you are going to use to defend yourself. Beloved, the size of your weapon is not in the question. The weight of your weapon is not in question. That is to say, the years and time you have spent being born again is not the question. The better question is your iron sharpened? The better question is your weapon fit to be taken into the battle? And that is why you have to position yourself into the place of stillness so that your weapon can be resharpened, remodeled, and refired. In your stillness, your weapon is reshaped and refined in the fire. That is the fire of Holy Ghost. Your altar is rekindled. The fire returns back to the altar, not just to consume the sacrifice, to lick off the water that is around it. The fire of Holy Ghost, you will be rebaptized into the presence of the Lord. You are rebaptized into the fire of the Holy Ghost. A blunt weapon will make you labor more, even waste the time of your life. A blunt weapon will make you to labor almost in vain. It will waste your time, waste your effort. So it is important for you to understand that this season of your stillness is the time for you to submit your weapon before the Lord, for it to be reshapen and to be refined. To be refined. Beloved, in your time of stillness is the time for you to fan your flame to fire, so that your weapon will be redivined, will be refined, will be reshapen. I know there are times when things around you, situation, report of men, will want to settle on your heart. We want to settle upon your altar, and gradually the fire will be going down. Beloved, the time of stillness is the time for you to reshape your weapon, to refire your altar. The Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Let me add this to what stillness is. I really do not want to go to this aspect, but as I was trying to put some things down to speak to us today, now I believe that the Lord wants me to talk about this, even though it's going to be very briefly. But I promise you, by the grace of the Lord, if the Lord will permit us, I'm going to find a day or two, probably a week, to speak extensively on this. Stillness is a place where you learn total obedience. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Many of us will know this portion. As the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. God's delight is in your absolute obedience, not in your sacrifice. Your sacrifice has no value, has no importance, if and when obedience is missing. Listen, the place of stillness is a place where you learn total obedience. If obedience is missing, then your sacrifice is useless. Obedience is a posture of surrender. Obedience is a show of absolute trust, complete transference of your will to His will, even though it is not convenient. Understand this, obedience is not convenient. It's a total breakdown of your will, surrendering yourself absolutely to the will of the Lord, giving yourself over to Him, sitting down when everything around you is telling you to rise up and run. But His word for you is for you to sit. When others are picking their bag and they are traveling out of the country, and His word for you is to stay and not move. When others are moving and it looks like where everybody is prospering, and the Lord tells you, pick up your bag and move. Just that the Lord spoke to Abraham that he should leave his father's house and go to a country. See, obedience is you trusting the Lord absolutely. And the best place you can learn, you can position yourself to begin your journey in obedience, is the place of stillness. When He speaks, you obey. When He speaks, even though you don't understand, but yet you obey. Even though you don't understand why the situation is going on, but yet you obey. Beloved, let me tell you this. Don't trust the destructive sense of security in disobedience. You know what the devil does? He gives you a sense of security in your disobedience, because that particular thing that the Lord asks you not to do, when you do it, you kind of feel like you are safe. You scale through. Nothing happened at that instant. It gives you a sense of security. Listen, that sense of security is destructive, because it pushes you further down to destruction. The devil brings them to you to push you further down to disobedience. You find out that you are going further away from the word of the Lord, until He is far from you and you cannot hear Him speak anymore. Do not trust this destructive sense of evil security that the devil will push to you in your state of disobedience. Obedience to the word of the Lord is absolute. It's absolute. You absolutely surrendering your will to the will of the Lord. I'm going to stop here this morning by the grace of God. But I want to leave this word with you. Obedience to God's word shows the position of your heart to Him. Your obedience to the word of the Lord shows the position of your heart to Him. It shows to him that you obey God completely and you trust him. It shows the position of your heart to him that I trust God completely and absolutely. I trust him completely and absolutely. So much more that I know that God cannot mismanage my life. I trust God completely and absolutely. God cannot mismanage my destiny. I have never seen it happen and it's not going to happen to me. For this is the confidence that I have in him. God cannot mismanage my destiny. Yes, God cannot mismanage my destiny. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding. I pray that in this your period of stillness, the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you. The Lord will lead you to the green pasture. He will restore your soul. He will lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. The Lord will pour out his grace upon you and help you indeed in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The favor of the Lord be upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I would love to see you today by 12 noon. Thank you.